Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
So we begin at this news that the health insurance industry in Ireland looks set to be shaken up with the news that there's going to be a new provider in the market, Level Health. It's backed by Aviva. It says it's promising simplicity to attract customers. And this comes at the end of a year of price hikes from the country's main health insurance providers. And consumers, of course, will be hoping that the newcomers' promises of lower prices will cause a fairly quick response from their rivals. Well, earlier our reporter Brian O'Connell was in Limerick City Centre getting the views of some people on health insurance.
I don't have health insurance, so I'm pinching on all like, and all that. Like, so.
Is the cost an issue with it?
I heard cost would be an issue, and like, you know, it is expensive. Like, because my daughter, 21, and she had a growth on her foot. Like,
she was waiting for the procedure?
8 years.
8 years?
8 years waiting for it.
So if she had been able to afford health insurance, you feel she might have got access to treatment quicker?
Probably would have.
Yeah.
I've had it 58 years.
You've had it how long?
58 years.
Why do you feel you need health insurance?
If I never had to use it, you know, it's just the assurance that, you know, it's probably more of the comfort of having it.
Is it expensive?
Yeah, it's 2,400.
So if you're to hear of a new provider coming on the market who might be offering you a cheaper deal, I'd imagine you'd be interested.
No. Why? I wouldn't move because I've had this particular insurance since so long that I'd always be afraid to move on. It's something that you hope you never need.
Yeah.
You know, so I hope I never need it. So
have you had to use it much in the past?
Not really, no. No.
Okay.
No.
So you've given them a lot of money.
I know. But a lot of people have it now. Years ago, less people had it.
Yeah.
And if you had it, you were more streamlined in and you got in faster. But now everyone seems to have it because a lot of jobs, they give insurance as part of the package.
Do you have health insurance?
I do have health insurance.
Why do you feel you need it?
With the public health, you're going to be waiting for ages, whereas the private health insurance, you're guaranteed you don't have to wait a long waiting list.
Is it expensive?
Not too bad. I can afford it, but it's worth it. I consider it a necessity. I wouldn't do without it.
In the past, you've used it and you feel it's given you access
I've
to
used it and I've got a lot quicker access to treatment.
So if a new product is on the market now offering a cheaper rates, would you be interested?
I would, yeah, I would. If I could save money, I would save it.
It's quite complex, isn't it? I mean, they say there's something like 350 separate products on the market in relation to health insurance.
Yeah, it's a minefield and you're wondering always, am I getting the right benefits? Am I getting what I could be saving somewhere else? But the trouble is, you could be all day looking for it, and, you know, it's a minefield.
Do you have health insurance?
I don't have health insurance.
Have you looked into it ever?
Yeah, I have looked into it.
And
I don't see the long-term benefit of paying for it at the moment.
You're in your 20s?
20s, yeah.
Okay, so for you then, you feel you mightn't get the benefit from it now?
Yeah, exactly. See, also my family, no one in my family has health insurance, so I think that's a factor too. Yeah, and I work with people who their families do, and it's part of their life. Like they seem to get very fast appointments and things like that, like the next day if there's something wrong.
So for you, you're going to hold off a few years?
Yeah. It's crazy at the moment, and rent around here is crazy as well, so it would just be another bill without any benefit, hopefully.
Brian O'Connell there, talking to people about health insurance in Limerick City Centre a little earlier. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, is with us. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Claire.
So let's talk about this new health insurer. Give us an overview of what they're promising.
Yeah, Claire, it couldn't come at a better time because it's an expensive and complex mess, the health insurance market in this country. And this new player comes into the market with surprisingly good value plans. They pared it down just to very simply four plans because we already have 350 plans in the market. So four just plans, you know, you have a high level plan, plan C, they call it, two mid-table plans, B and C, and then high-end plan A, something equivalent to the VHI, Health Plus Extra, you know, the old plan B.
Mm-hmm.
Very clever. They just use those names because, you know, the old plan B was very popular legacy plan. They're considerably cheaper in many cases, like the mid-level plans, €500 cheaper typically for a family. That high-end plan, plan C, it's €2,700 cheaper per adult. You know, children don't get that plan typically. That's the plan your rich aunt tends to have with access to BlackRock Clinic and the Mater Private. So, you know, they've paired it right back, Claire. Very, very good value. And then a whole host of add-ons and extras as well. For example, you know, they're going to throw in multi-trip worldwide travel, free cover for under three-year-olds, online GP access, unlimited online GP access, but not just GPs, physiotherapists, mental health specialists. And then because they're backed by Aviva, it's a 50-50 joint venture with insurance giant Aviva. You'll get, if you take out your home insurance through Aviva, you get a 50% discount there, 15% off your motor, 15% off mortgage protection. And then the other benefit is maternity cover. If you choose to have your baby in a public hospital, they'll give you 500 euros back in cash. So, you know, amazing. I think a lot of people have been taken aback by how good the deal is, the offer, you know. So really puts it up to the existing players who, as you say, Claire, have had multiple increases this year and they've cut a lot of the benefits. They've retired a number of plans. So, it's a very good time.
Well, you'd wonder how these new guys can do this and whether they're going into the market with these loss leader offers and that might change down the line.
No, I think they'd be dead in the water if they came into the market, launched with these cheap plans and then just suddenly kind of whacked it all up. Interesting note out this morning from the regulator from the sector, that's the Health Insurance Authority. They say they've looked at what's been offered here and they've verified that the plans do contain the benefits that Level Health are saying they contain and that they are in compliance with the health insurance legislation. Now, you're right, you know, they could get you in and maybe increase. And there is all the time this pressure on pricing in this market because claims are very high. As we know, medical inflation tends to be quite high. It's procedures are expensive, in especially the high-tech hospitals. But it'd be foolish of them just to try and sweep up a bit of custom and then soon start increasing. The hope is that it puts pressure on the others who have had spent the summer telling us about price rises and cutting back on benefits. For example, the co-payments in many plans now, you have to pay more yourself before you can make a claim. And a number of plans have been retired. And what people are being offered tend to be quite expensive alternatives, you know. So it's a bit of a mess at the minute.
And listen, are you getting any indication that there's nervousness now amongst the other operators, the ones that have been there so long? I mean, are they going to move quickly on this? First of all, on the pricing, but also in making their offering more, you know, more easier to understand because of the 350 policy options that are out there. And we talk about this so often on the programme. It's so confusing for people. Then you have this new operator coming in with better prices and simpler plans. So there's the response has to be on two fronts here. Is it coming?
Well, already there is an initiative belatedly from the Health Insurance Authority. They announced in the summer that they were going to make it their priority to try and simplify the market, to encourage health insurers to reduce the number of plans and to maybe have just a number of very basic plans that people could understand, you know, reasonably priced. And then look at, you can have all the complex other plans you like. I mean, the market tends to be complicated because insurers go into big American multinationals who pay for health insurance for their staff. And they often bring out a specific plan for those people. So then you get another new plan, you know. But there is an effort definitely by the regulator. And you're asking, Claire, how will the others respond? Well, I think they'll be taken aback by this offer and think, well, you know, because I'm already hearing rumours that there's at least one of the health insurers is planning more increases in January. They may step back now and say, maybe this is not a good idea. But you can be never sure of that. We thought when Laya was bought by AXA for 650 million euros this year, that might prompt, you know, that kind of injection of cash might prompt them to hold back a bit on price rises. But they soon afterwards went ahead with a price rise anyway. So, but at least this puts it up to the others, I suppose, Claire.
Yeah, and then, you know, a lot of this is down to consumers taking action. I mean, one of the people there that Brian spoke to in Limerick this morning said that despite paying in for 58 years, not making very many claims, very reluctant to move despite the fact that there's value now in the market. A lot of people are coming up to renewal time now, aren't they?
They are. Something like 1.2 million people are going to renew now over the next month or two. I mean, this is a big time for renewals. And you're right, there is a great reluctance to switch there, particularly among older people. they don't seem to recognise, you know, if you switch, you get full credit for your previous membership of VHI or Leia or Irish Life. If you've switched to Level Health or among the other three. So, I mean, that's in law. That is specified in law. You can make that switch even if you're in a hospital having a procedure done. And once you have 5 years continuous membership of a health insurer, there's no question you having to reserve pre-existing waiting periods, unless you're going up onto a plan which is giving you extra benefits, there may be a waiting period there. So, you know, I mean, to be fair to the Health Insurance Authority, there are pains to point that out, but you're right. There is a perception out there that, oh, I can't move because I've been with this crowd for ages and I've paid them in so much money and I'm drawing it down now at the moment. That's not how it works.
Yeah,
you can move around. It's like an old client's bonus. You take it with you.
You take it with you, and it's well worth having a look. Charlie, thanks so much for taking us through it all. That's Charlie Weston there, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent. Up next, Una Kelly is going to bring us the very latest from the election campaign.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.